Hello, listeners. Be advised that this show is an immersive audio experience. It may seem like sounds are coming from the sides or behind you. Listener discretion is advised, as some content is not suitable for young children.
Q-Code presents Cupid, starring Diego Boneta, created by Katie Cavanaugh Jupe.
Lean in closer, boys, for our drama is reaching its peak. It was a matter of hours until the full moon rose. Deep in the bowels of Bernhardt Studios, Cupid is teetering on the brink of trading his soul for Rose's life. Ares and Aphrodite are incarcerated in the pit of Tartarus, and Scooter Boy is battling supernatural snakes in the basement. Hades is calling the shots now, and he's about to pull the trigger.
Jeez. Grandpa, how is Cupid meant to fight when he can't even see?
He should use his spidey sense.
His what?
Just chill, Grandpa. He got confused. Didn't you, Dylan?
Yeah, I totally did.
Yeah. We're still getting our heads around this Greek god's superpowers and stuff.
Yeah, the Greek gods are so cool, Grandpa.
Infinitely more than cool, son. Anyone interested in what a couple of Greek gods might be doing in the Bernhardt Studio basement?
Yes, Scooter Boy!
Oh, tell me they're taking out some supernatural snakes.
Woo!
Sweet California sunshine! Didn't let me down, baby girl!
See you later, Snakey.
Showtime.
Ka-pow! Ka-boom! Ka-splash! Let's get our dog gear on, Uncle D. We got no time. I'm going to Vine.
Yeah. Go ahead, kid. Rescue missions aren't my super skill. Need to lose a few pounds.
I'm coming, Cupid! I'm coming!
Quick!
Bo has to hurry!
He won't be able to save him. Cupid's done a deal with the devil. Can't imagine there's a get-out clause.
A get-out what?
Cupid's going down, dude.
Ugh! Stop saying that!
Whoa!
Hades is gonna get it!
Whoa!
Ow!
Yeah, well, don't give it out if you can't take it, douchebag.
Break it up, boys. There'll be plenty of opportunity to battle each other. Right now, you need to unite. It takes a team to bring down a regime. Do you want to hear the rest of this story or not?
Yes,
sure. Yeah.
Back on the soundstage, Hades could taste his victory. The only thing left to do was bind the contract. In blood.
Blood?
Hey, get off my hand. What are you doing?
Sealing a deal.
Ah! You sliced my hand open. I'm bleeding.
Pain is your greatest teacher. Pain is your greatest teacher.
Now my turn to bleed.
I give you my hand, Rose is free, right? You let her go.
Yes, yes, give me your hand.
Cupid, no, what are you doing?
I'm all yours.
Cupid, don't do it!
Bo?
You only have one soul. I won't let you sell it.
Get out of my face!
Bo, be careful!
Gotta be quicker than that, old timer.
How's that for speed, brat?
I can't.
Please. Wanna see how fast I can scorch that smile off your face?
Come on, I need this suitcase. Where is it? Let him go, Hades!
Not before I burn his wings to cinder.
Let him go, or I'll smash every last vial in this suitcase.
My loom juice!
You want your precious loom juice? Go get it.
No! No! What have you done? My loom juice!
Oh, where are you?
Here. I'm here, Cupid.
Oh. I don't know what to do.
You're immortal. Thank God, God. In opposites.
Opposites. Opposites.
Mortals can't get enough of an opposite.
Bo, hold on.
Up. Down. Heaven. Hell.
Hold on. Hold on, little brother.
Techno. Trance.
Bo, stay with me. Bo!
I believe in you, bro.
Bo's Olympian powers flickered valiantly for a moment, then began to fade away. He breathed out a long sigh, transforming back into Scooter Boy. Fighting back tears, Cupid gently untangled himself from his little brother's lifeless body.
I won't let you down, Scooter Boy.
He stood up slowly. An icy resolve. Something very like courage flooded his body.
Think like a mortal, Q.
Suddenly, the spark of a plan burst into life.
The opposite of real is a reflection. Mirrors! Mirrors are your thank you. Mirrors.
Cupid reached for the shield.
Silver shields make good mirrors, right?
Cupid took a deep breath, opened one eye, and looked into the shield.
The opposite of blindness is sight.
He opened the other eye and found Hades' reflection. He was crawling around on his hands and knees, frantically trying to rescue the loom juice. Cupid picked up the arrow discarded by Ares and slid the bow gently out of Rose's hand.
Mind if I borrow your bow for a minute?
It was good to feel a bow in his hands once more.
I've missed you, old friend.
Cupid angled the shield, tracking his enemy's reflection.
Now, the opposite of stillness is flight. I see you, demon.
He picked up a vial of loom juice that had rolled near his feet.
Time to face your flip side.
Hey, Hades! You missed a vial!
Give it to me! Hand it over!
Or what?
Or your sweetheart gets a fireball in the face!
Cupid had to act fast. He smashed the vial.
No!
Hades conjured his fireball. Cupid dipped the tip of his arrow into the loom juice. As Hades raised the fireball above his head, Cupid notched his bow.
The opposite of hate.
Pulled the string taut. Hades took aim at Rose.
Endings are so much sweeter than beginnings, don't you think?
Cupid closed his eyes, whipped around, and let his arrow fly.
Bullseye.
You shot me.
Yeah, with loom juice.
My heart is pounding. Everything is blue and blurry. You've poisoned me. Loom juice will unmake me. Love is my nemesis.
Back to the shadows where you belong, Bernie.
Hades combusted into a cloud of bats that scattered squealing into the shadows.
Whoa! Never thought I'd say this, but seems like I'm a little late to this
Uncle
party.
Uncle D, it's over. It's really over.
Where's the little guy?
He's hurt. It's bad, Uncle D. He saved my life, but Hades was too strong. Scooter boy, I gotta get you help.
I had it coming, if you ask me. I mean, too much virtue, not enough vice. I'll look after this suitcase, shall I?
Not so fast, sewer rat.
Scooter boy! You're okay!
So glad you could join us.
Where do you think you're going with that suitcase, Uncle D?
Uncle D?
What's
the opposite of trust, G?
Betrayal? Uncle D, it was you!
You
stole the loom juice! You spiked me so that Kimberly could steal the key!
I had no idea De Bernhardt was Hades. He made me an offer I couldn't refuse. I had to do what I had to
Q. You played me! You framed me! You stole the loom juice and let them think it was me!
Slow down, cowboy. It's not what you think. I'm a victim, too. It all kind of spiraled out of my control.
I've been so blind. I trusted you, and you betrayed me.
Come on. Betrayed? I mean, that's harsh, dude. Maybe I told a little white lie, led you down a different path, omitted a detail or two. But you gotta understand, I'm under a lot of pressure here, okay? My popularity? I need a platform to perform.
Let go of that suitcase, Uncle D.
Hey, I was only gonna guard it for you.
Liar! Now scoot!
Okay, let's just chew this over once you've calmed down.
I said scoot before I make you scoot!
Good work, little bro. But I don't understand. How are you healed?
You canceled Hades, so you canceled any damage he's done.
Does that mean Mom and Dad
should be set free from Tartarus right about now? Ow!
Gorgon's glare, don't scare me like that again, ever.
Don't squeeze so hard. Mind my t-shirt.
You're the BG to my OG. If I ever lose you.
Whatever, dude.
You saved my life.
I did. Now you need to save your soul.
Rose.
Cupid? What happened?
Hey, hey, take it easy. I got you.
Cupid, are you real?
Yes, I'm real.
What happened to me? I can't seem to... My mind is in a scramble. I got kidnapped from the Grove and they locked me in a cupboard and there was this creepy old lady. I can't seem to remember anything after that.
The only thing you need to remember is this.
Cupid kissed her. Deep, long, and more importantly, true.
Kissing bit.
Shut up, will ya? You always spoil the best parts.
Do you boys want to know how to tell if a kiss is true?
Hell yes.
No thanks.
There are three things you've got to look out for. The first one is electricity. A kinetic connection that burns as bright as a lightning strike. The second is butterflies. Right here, in your gut. You'll know when you feel it. It's like you're on a roller coaster and everything's out of control. And the third, and I never forget this one, a kiss is as true as an arrow if, and only if, you have an overwhelming desire to do it again.
Oh my, I remember that.
Sorry to interrupt.
Sweet Jesus. Can't it wait?
Afraid not.
Okay, shoot.
I hate to kill the true love vibes and all, but the full moon rises tonight, and you got somewhere you absolutely have to be.
It's the full moon tonight?
Afraid so.
How long have I got left?
Couple of hours at a push. Meet me at the Grove at sundown.
I'll be there.
I'll take care of the suitcase. You got more important things on your mind.
You're leaving again.
I have to,
And you're not coming back.
Complicated.
Classified, right? I remember. The truth will blow my mind.
Yeah, something like that.
If a few hours is all we have left, let's not waste another second.
Determined to savor every precious second of the time they had left together, Cupid and Rose practically flew back to Bloom's. As the sun melted in her pink and golden splendor, they unlocked the doors of the shop and stopped short in amazement. An incredible sight met their eyes. Something impossible had blossomed in their absence.
Sweet Theseus.
Oh, my.
The Floss Luminox flower had exploded into life and spread like wildfire. Its beautiful blue blooms had burst through every available gap in the fridge and now crowded every surface, adorned every corner, and bedecked every doorway in the shop.
That's so cool, Grandpa!
It's so beautiful.
Must be a blue moon.
Were you ever reaching for the thing you just can't find? Staring at the stars and searching for your story in time. When your instinct kicked in, did you hear it and answer the call? Did you risk falling short for a chance to be king of it all? Blink, I might miss you. Stay close and I'll kiss you. It's crazy, but maybe it's time. Blazing a trail across the night sky. Lifting my heart and holding it high. The heat wave in winter, the snowfall.
Bloom. because it has to end.
The only way to truly live is to learn how to die. My grandma always used to tell me that.
Better to take this moment than never to have had it at all.
As the blue moon rose in the darkening sky, bathing the heavens in her mystical light, words became unnecessary. Cupid drew Rose into his arms and...
don't get graphic, Grandpa.
I don't know what you mean, son.
But they can't say goodbye. They have to be together forever.
Says who?
This is the saddest story I've ever heard.
Don't cry, dude. That's weird. It'll all work out. You'll see.
I don't remember promising either of you a happy ending. Now, you going to man up, see this story through, or not?
I'll try.
Go on, Grandpa.
Expect the unexpected, child. You'll be amazed how well you'll handle it.
Welcome to the Olympian portal. Literally the only way to travel between heaven and earth. Place all hand luggage into the overhead locker.
69, 70.
With the scooter. Suitcase in the overhead locker.
Easy, bro. Just trouble checking. The vials are all safe and sound. Nothing broken.
Just my heart.
Hey, Cupid. Come on. You did it. You paid your penance.
Do you think she'll forget me?
Kick that boot camp to the curb.
I know I'll never forget her.
Bet you can't wait to get your wings back. Immortality, G. No more pain.
Great. Can't wait.
So, you know, he shot him. He shot Hades right in the heart.
He shot him through the heart with Lucius. I mean, I hear it was the best shot ever in the history of time.
Cupid came through. He did. Well, I won't tell you what my sources have revealed to me, but we're in for quite the session.
It's an app.
A nap?
An app.
Why would I need that?
To study the stars.
I already know every one of them by heart.
It's revolutionary, Poseidon. Ultra high res, three different cameras, shatterproof, and here's the bit you're gonna love. It's waterproof. Imagine it, posting your TikToks underwater.
Yeah, it's tempting, Hermes, but I wanted a selfie stick. Hey! Fair Athena, why are you airing me?
No one wants to see your trident, Poseidon.
So it turns out Cupid's innocent after all. Dionysus was behind the whole thing. I mean, he must be desperate if he's doing deals with Hades. Zeus is fuming.
We all do things to further our own ends, not giving thought to those whom we offend.
Anyway, it was a stretch to think Cupid could pull off such a heist. I mean, he's not exactly blessed in the brains department, is he?
That all depends on what you define as smart. Cupid knows the map of his own heart.
I take it you didn't tune in then, Demeter. I was on the edge of my seat. By the stars, the part where Aphrodite bit the dust. I had to keep rewinding it. I don't know how many times. I wonder how Ares and Aphrodite fared in Tartarus. Dirty, filthy, rat-infested horror show down there by all accounts.
Tartarus was a therapeutic blast, Hera. Ares and I straighten a few things out.
Oh, Aphrodite. A second is a century without you. May I escort you to your seat?
Oh, Ares, such a gentleman. You and Zeus should take a trip to Tartarus, Hera. If ever a couple needs some therapy.
Queen of the comeback. Even if you roll her in mud, it doesn't stick. Here we go.
Everyone's drinking blue juice tonight.
Wait, hey, Dionysus, do a little dance.
Kick back, crack a smile, make the loop juice, having a good time. Make loop juice for everyone.
Sit, let me hear you sing it.
Silence, Dionysus.
Hey, Dad.
Your self-serving anarchy will be our undoing.
What can I say? Trouble seems to sniff me out.
Stop talking. Take your punishment.
Oh, what are you gonna do, Dad? You're gonna ground me? Oh!
I sentence you to a social media blackout.
Wait, no!
Oh, and a stretch in Tartarus. That should sober you up.
Oh, Dad, don't do this! A social media blackout in Tartarus? Don't disconnect me! You can't cut me offline! I won't survive!
Confiscate all his tech. Get him out of my sight. And don't think I don't know what else has been going on. That means you, Aphrodite and Ares.
Father, I was busy with my nymphs.
Silence! Parents are so infinitely infuriating. Always meddling and fretting when it comes to the children. Never understood it myself. I couldn't have been clearer. Helping Cupid was strictly forbidden. However, as you have already done time in Tartarus, and lessons have been learned, I am willing to waive your punishment. For now. You're on a warning. Better keep your noses clean. Forgiveness is unusual for me. Don't expect it to last.
Whoa! Looks like I got away with it.
On your feet for the conquering hero.
That's my boy.
All right, settle down. Settle in. That's enough.
Almighty Zeus.
Cupid.
I have paid my penance. I have recovered the stolen loom juice as you instructed.
By the light of this blue moon, you have proved both your innocence and your worth. Defeating Hades in single combat is an achievement not many can own. I myself have defeated him many times, but that's not for now. Suffice to say, you have shown yourself to be a god among men. You have earned your place among our Olympian legends. Songs will be written about you, mark my words. Come, kneel before me. Receive your wings. Your immortality is restored. Well, take your wings back, then.
I don't want them, mighty Zeus.
Oh, no.
I've come to realize there's something more precious, more authentic, and more rewarding than eternal life. I found someone I want to die for.
No!
There it is. Cupid's falling in love.
What the actual? He's gonna give up immortality for Rose?
Yes.
He's making a big mistake. Huge.
Is he? Let's see, shall we? While Cupid was causing havoc in heaven, down on Earth, Rose was busy in her roof garden tending to her plants.
A little more water, my friend. I know. And you, mister? Need a little more light? Here you go. I can't seem to shake this empty feeling. This feeling I'm not where I'm supposed to be. Business is booming. I mean, I've never been busier. Especially now Kimberly can't do enough for me. I like the changes she's made since she took over Bernhard Studios. And my contract is in perpetuity. It's just, I don't know. I feel like my feet are firmly on the ground, but my head is lost somewhere up in the clouds.
Must be something to do with the moon. All that waxing and waning can wreak havoc with the heart.
Cupid! You came back.
It was impossible not to.
Woohoo! Yeah!
Kissing
it!
Cupid and Rose shared a kiss so true, the world stood still for a moment in wonder. Then it quietly resumed its tilted spin around the sun as if none of our story had ever happened. Up beyond the clouds, dawn broke on Mount Olympus, and the Greek gods arose to roll the dice of another day.
Is that the end?
Not quite.
Is there more?
Always.
Okay, did Cupid come clean about who he really was?
From that day forward, there were no more secrets between Cupid and Rose.
What happened to Bo?
I'm coming to that.
Another twist.
Patience, boys. And so, a tentative order was restored to the chaos of Olympus. Ares and Aphrodite indulging in yet another romantic trip.
I've started another war in the Middle East. You want to come? You could entertain the troops.
Tartarus was cathartic, but we do need a proper vacation.
And Bo, of course, got promoted. He became the new Cupid.
Yes! Way to go, Bo!
He was the only person Aphrodite could really rely upon to shoot Loom Juice responsibly. Bo took his job very seriously, and although he was meticulous with his hit list, sometimes he stood back and let love do its own thing in its own time.
Here we go. One shot of desire. Straight to the heart.
But Jeremy, I adore you.
Oh, Lydia, it's not you, it's me.
Nope. Gonna hold off. Let nature run its course with these two. Looks like this love might be true.
Meanwhile, down on Earth, Cupid settled happily into his new life with Rose. Delivering on the deal he had made with Zeus in order to become a full-time mortal proved challenging at first.
Whoa. Back up. Cupid did a deal with Zeus?
No god gets to leave Olympus permanently without doing a deal with Zeus.
Cupid, have you seen the movie Zeus, The Search for Cerberus? It's fantastic.
Not yet, but my friend Kimberly produced it at Bernhardt Studios. Everyone is going crazy about it. There's a sequel in the works, I hear, better than Bond, by all accounts.
DiCaprio's finest role, in my opinion.
Zeus is a tricky character to nail down. Here you go, Mr. Glick. A hand tie with lavender, iris, and a few of those blue blooms you like.
Ah, heaven! My wife can't get enough of these blue blooms. Says they put a spring in her step.
Guaranteed, Mr. Glick. They are truly magical.
See you next week.
Cupid, can we close early tonight?
Really? Why?
We have something to celebrate.
We do. We do?
Or should I say, someone?
You're not.
Yes, we are.
If it's a boy, can we call him Jason?
Jason? I like that. Why Jason?
Come on, he's the ultimate Greek hero.
Wait a minute. Jason! Your name is Jason. And Mom's name is Rose.
Yeah,
and Dad's name's Dave, dork breath.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, boys! We're home!
Has Grandpa been behaving himself?
Mom! Dad! Grandpa told us this epic story. Well, it wasn't a story. It was real. Like, actual facts. Have you ever seen a Floss Luminox flower?
What?
He told you about the Floss Luminox flower.
He knew the drill. Don't worry. I'll speak to him.
Do blue moons really happen? When's the next one? Have you ever heard of Olympus?
Olympus? Maybe?
What else has Grandpa been telling you?
Did you know there's an actual elevator in the grove that goes all the way up to heaven?
Grandpa told you that?
Yeah. It's in between Nike and Nordstrom. For real, Dad, Mom, did you know that the Greek gods have superpowers, just like Spider-Man? Well, even better than Spider-Man.
Hey, Grandpa, tell me the truth.
Ask me the question.
You're not really my grandpa, are you?
No, son, I'm not.
You're technically my great-grandpa, right?
You got me.
So when do I get to see the world incognito?
When you're old enough to believe in magic.
Coming! Hey, Grandpa. I'm totally down if you'd want to babysit again.
Now that's an offer I can't refuse.
I'll see you later, Grandpa.
Strange, isn't it? You think you're so certain of something. But if you just take the time to look a little closer, it turns out to be quite the opposite.
Cupid stars Diego Boneta as Cupid, Naomi Aki as Rose, Rupert Friend as Barry de Bernhardt, Ian McElhenney as Grandpa, Jack Dylan Grazer as Jason, Kit Rackeson as Dylan, Jacoby Jupe as Scooter Boy, Dylan Francis as Dionysus, Barnaby Kay as Ares and Apollo, Enzo Squilinio Jr. as Hephaestus, an old gentleman, Annie Haig as Artemis, Ryan Shrine as Hermes, Anthony Howell as Poseidon, Dawn McDaniel as Athena, Kimberly, and the Olympian Elevator, Sharon Deuce as Hera and Fury 2, Katie Kavanaugh Jupe as Demeter, Fury 3, and Lydia, Teresa Ruiz as Aphrodite, with additional performances by Chris Jupe and Mara Schuster-Lefkowitz. Written and directed by Katie Kavanaugh-Chup. Executive produced by Diego Bonetta, Katie Kavanaugh-Chup, Chris Chup, David Bernan, Rob Herding, Sandra Yi Ling, and Michelle Zarati. Co-executive producers, Naomi Aki, Rupert Friend, and Jack Dylan Grazer. Produced by Xinyan Hiyu and Brandon Weisner. Co-producers Natalia Gnometta and Phil Keefe. Original score and composition by Darren Johnson. Original song written by Andrew Romanda, Katie Kavanaugh-Chup, and Darren Johnson. Additional music and music editor, Ryan Kesley. Assistant music editor, David Tadashore. Audio engineering by Ryan Walsh, Sarah Ma, and David Tadashore. Additional recording by Gabe Birch. Edited by Chris Jupe and Beatrice Noronha. Supervising editor, Neely Oftering. Additional editor, Jeffrey Fettig. Supervising sound effects editor and sound designer, Randy Torres. Mixed by Ben Milchuk. Additional mixers, Sarah Ma and Alex Chalk. Casting director, Andrea Bunker. Assistant director, Kelsey Adams. Script supervisor, Omar Barahona and Sam Beasley. Set teacher, Celeste Armstrong. Production coordinators, Bailey Grayson, Paula Wolfsdorf, and Noah Jorgensen. Head production assistant, Nathan Yan. Production legal, Christina Bulbrook and Lindsay Keel. Production accounting, Pin Chen Lu. Special thanks to Mara Schuster-Lefkowitz and Ashton Harold. This podcast was recorded under a SAG-AFTRA collective bargaining agreement. Cupid is a Q-Code, Double Garage Films, and Three Amigos production.
Hey guys, Heather Ashley here, host of the Big Mad True Crime Podcast. If you're looking for a true crime podcast with all of the details and none of the small talk, you have found your people. Each week, we dive deep into a new case and learn everything there is to know, from getting to know the victim and the impact their case has had on those around them, to the investigation into what happened to them and who is or might be responsible. And if the bad guy looks like he might drink whiskey by a dumpster or has the social skills of an ogre, we say it because we were all thinking it anyway. As the name suggests, we get big mad over true crime, and I would love to have you join our incredible community of listeners with big hearts and zero time for small talk. Subscribe to Big Mad True Crime anywhere you listen to podcasts and listen to new episodes every single Monday.
Get ready for Tangents with Tyler and Todd, a brand new podcast that will be the newest addition to your weekly routine. Hi, I'm Tyler.
And I'm Todd, and we're your hosts, ready to dive in headfirst as we explore life's biggest questions. We were kind of caught up in other people's goals of what's normal.
And not for a moment did we let up the gas enough to think, what do we want? While giving ourselves permission to go completely off the rails. I don't think that dildo is, you can make it an adjective.
Dildoing?
Yeah.
Did I do that or did they?
It's giving comedy show with a sprinkle of soul searching on top. Premiering October 18th, Tangents with Tyler and Todd is your new go-to podcast that will make you laugh, cry, and question everything.
With new episodes every Wednesday, get ready to laugh, learn, and grow with us every week. Tangents is coming and you won't want to miss this.
Mark your calendars for October 18th and subscribe to Tangents with Tyler and Todd wherever you listen to your podcasts.